Hey friends, happy Wednesday. I thought I'd record a little update from the car and just post it as a voice memo. It takes me so much longer to type things out, so this just felt like a better option. But if you'd rather read than listen, I'll post the auto transcript thingy from my voice memo below. So here's what's been going on lately. I have a new book coming out. I've shown you a few peeks. I don't know if I showed you like the cover options and sketches. But I know I definitely didn't share the final cover, so I'll have to add that in here soon. And that book is called Heaven Day Wishes, and it's set to release on August 10th. Sometimes self-publishing can be a little finicky, though, but that's the planned date, and it's coming up fast in just 4 days. So I'll share more about that when it's here. And I actually haven't received my copy yet, so I'm super excited to see it in print. There's something special about holding the finished book in your hands versus just seeing it like on your screen. In other news, I'm starting up my next book project soon. I took a couple weeks off in between books this time, which I felt like I really needed. I usually do like back-to-back book projects, but it definitely wears me out. This new book will be a classroom-themed story, and this time the main characters are dogs. Yes, more dogs. This will actually be my third dog-themed book. I didn't really set out to be like the dog book lady, but sometimes when you put out certain types of work, more of it finds its way back to you. So that said, I think this will be my last dog project for a little while. I kind of want to draw more whimsical characters and not just dogs or humans. So if you follow me on Instagram, you might see like some crazy art coming out, like hoping to attract projects that are more aligned with the kind of art I really love making, which is like whimsical, silly characters. And there's also a few exciting classes coming up this fall. In mid-September, I'll be teaching a class on how to create coloring book pages in Procreate. So that's pretty exciting. And I might also teach a class on designing cute characters. I'm still deciding whether or not to do that one since I've got a lot on my plate at the same time. And I also have one on making stickers in Procreate. And these are all part of upcoming art conferences. So I can't wait for those to go live. It's always fun to teach at those conferences and meet new students and stuff. Beyond client work, I have been trying to make space for personal projects too. I really wanted to publish another coloring book, and it's something I've been kind of like chipping away at in between my deadlines. And one of my big personal goals this year was to create a puzzle. And I really wanted to do that. Something like, I don't know, just to have my art on a puzzle seemed exciting to me. And I have a list of companies I wanted to reach out to, but I kind of it got pushed aside for my paid work, which takes priority as it should, but I'm hoping I'll still have time to circle back to the puzzles. Ideally, I'd love to release like a Christmas theme puzzle, but I'm not sure I'm going to make it in time because holiday products, you kind of have to have them ready much earlier in the year. But still, maybe there's a chance because it's only August, but time goes fast and soon it'll be like towards the end of the month. So I don't know. Anyway, we'll see how things go. If this next book wraps up quickly, then maybe I'll be able to squeeze in a few more of the personal projects before the end of the year. And another thing I've been thinking about is like how to make this space feel a little more interactive. Right now, it sort of feels like a one-way conversation since you can't post pictures or share much in the comments. And I thought about the idea of starting a group, maybe like a private Facebook group or a Discord channel, but I'm not sure. I'm not really good at keeping up with Discord, and I kind of get overwhelmed and lost in like all the menus on there. And I'm not the biggest fan of Facebook either, but I do love the idea of building a space where we could chat and share our work and support each other. So I've been kind of trying to brainstorm ideas on that. But if you have ideas about platforms that feel fun and interactive but not overwhelming, let me know. I'd love to hear like what kind of creative projects you guys are working on, even if it's just in a comment. I know you can't post pictures here, but you can feel free to describe what you're making, and I'd love to hear all about it. Okay, I guess that's it for now. I'll be posting more updates very soon, and I hope you're having a great day. All right, talk soon.